5, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear a couple of songs from Edward Ruchalski's 2022 album Radio Inventions, which uses shortwave signals. And Wave Farm Radio Art fellow Andy Stull introduces Subterranean from Shana Sordal, plus a monologue from Suzanne Laurie Parks is set to a haunting cinematic sound score by Helen Thorington on Locomotive from New American Radio in 1991. All today on the Radio Art Hour. Let's start with one of those tracks from Ruchalski's 2022 album Radio Inventions. Here is Talk Radio 1.
They like to talk about their mission of making the world into a better place. Do you think that will lead to a similar kind of future?
I'm trying to imagine.
So I think it's very hard to predict the future.
I'm trying to imagine this deeper complexity.
The rich can have a say and the poor are just trapped in this system.
It's about discipline. It's about understanding your own impulses.
So,
I think I might have just changed my mind.
It really depends on a lot of features that we don't know yet. So I think the problem is with this is we have seen a development similar to this.
Do you think that will lead to a similar kind of future?
That we saw last time, that wasn't sustainable.
Maybe we would use every scrap of information relevant to optimizing the prediction, but it's not our only goal. We also have a goal of fairness that we perceive.
So I think it's very hard to predict the future.
I'm trying to imagine this deeper complexity.
The poor are just trapped in this system.
The question is whether you want to avoid self-fulfilling prophecies.
It really depends on a lot of details that we don't know yet.
This is Andy Stuhl with the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive, introducing Subterranean by Shana Sordal. In 2020, members of the Co-opt Gallery in Lubbock, Texas, installed a hyperlocal FM station that broadcasts to an area extending just into the gallery's parking lot and the street in front of it. Sordal, an experimental cellist, was one of several artists from whom the Co-opt Collective, via member and musician Andrew Weathers, commissioned original transmission works to air on the micro-FM station. The COVID-19 pandemic had spurred co-op's use of radio, and it also shaped the circumstances for Sordal's creation. Facing a sudden international move and a long period of separation from much of her gear, Sordal began immersing herself and her cello in a minimalist and feedback-heavy system. The resulting bassy drone offers up the same kind of physical wave interactions that one can experience moving through a low-power FM signal, and with it, the same feeling of immersion as antidote to the many forms of displacement the pandemic brought on. That was Subterranean by Shana Sordal, a transmission work commissioned in 2020 for a hyperlocal FM installation at Co-opt Research and Projects in Lubbock, Texas. You can learn more about this work in Wavefarm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Next, we hear Locomotive, a work commissioned by the New American Radio Group in the early 90s, created by Suzanne Laurie Parks with a score by Helen Thorington. Let's tune in this surreal radio artwork.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wavefarm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Locomotive by Suzanne Laurie Parks. Thank you for listening. Stop. It escapes me, her name. Something like Penelope. Penny, 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 Penny something. Her name something like Penelope. Or Winifred. Or Nell. Nell. Maybe she was a Nell. A Nell something. Always getting tied to the train tracks, always screaming train, always coming, always being rescued, some Mountie always saving her. Always getting tied to the train tracks, always screaming train, always coming, always being rescued, some Mountie always saving her. The end. Bottom. Behind. Past tense. Ledge butt.
Mother calling me her monkey, father calling me his sprout.
Ass, buttocks, fundament, duff, derriere, keister, behind,
and yesterday it was hard to walk. Today it will be even more difficult, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on, and etc., until I guess I will stop walking altogether. To see her and her all together was a sight because, you know, she had a shh. I will give it up. Walking. Take a train instead. It's too far to walk. What with all this fat? What with all this sand? It's too hard to walk through the sand with all this fat. This weight. I am waiting for the 405. What with all this fat, it is much too hard to walk. I am spent. All this great fat. All this great weight. To drag around. Sacks in the front. Bags on each side. The great weight behind.
Duff, derriere, keister, behind, behind. It was early, it was very, very early in the day, with spring behind in winter, and then spring ahead. February.
it escapes me. Her name. Something. Something like Penelope. Anelopio something. My mother was a mammal. Way back when. Always getting tied to the train tracks, always screaming train, always coming, always being rescued, some Mountie always saving her. Stalactites. Stalagmites. They close around me like teeth. Inside the mouth of the earth. Earth silently munching. My mammalian mother. The bridal train. The wagon train. The gravy train. The main train. The food train. The great train of being. The train gang. The train of Spain. People don't go backwards, the doctor said. They go forwards. I had come to his office on my own volition. He reached out his hand. His hands were hairy and claw-like. Time is not reversible, the doctor said.
Doctor said, doctor lied.
All this great weight. I tried to remember her name, and her name came right back to me along with her shh, her condition. I remembered her name, and then her name came right back to me along with her condition. And wouldn't the next thing to happen was that my charms all webbed over? No, I didn't start. I didn't move. I thought nothing of it. Didn't ever use them much anyway. All that hullabaloo about things up in there? Well, no. You know. Well. No, I know. Not often. My charms had all webbed shut, and well, I figured it was bound to happen sooner or later, what with all the thinking about the what was, the past, what's dead and gone and over and done with. The webbing over kept up its pace. Slacks were soon out for me. Can't wear slacks with a member like that, you know. There was a girl in grade school named Nell, or Penelope, always in skirts, and now the skirts were very long, and now I think I know why. Crazy. Crazy. She was crazy. But she always let me eat her fried fish sticks, so she and I became very close. Very, very close. But not so close that I would defend her on the playground. Oh, no, thank you, not. She died young. She was run over by her own mother. She was run over by her own mother as her mother was backing out of the driveway. In a hurry, on her way to some function. They say her mother married several times. They say her mother was on her way to Reno to get hitched again. That accounts for her haste. Closed casket funeral. Her little Nell was a mess. Closed casket funeral. Always the best, I think. Especially when things are so indecipherable. And the train always coming, and little Nell always screaming, and the train always coming, and some Mountie always saving her. What's dead and gone and over and done with. Little Nell. And the train always coming, and Nell always screaming, and people have suggested I get my legs amputated. That I can make a fast buck in the state fair. They have a sideshow out here in the desert. They say I could be top freak, but talk is very cheap. My tail glistens as if there were water on it. Out here in the desert. At the state fair. I could be a mermaid, so they say. In the sideshow. A star of sorts. Make a fast buck. Oh, I'm thinking about it. Bustle. Behind. Fanny, tail, behind, caboose. Her name was something like Penelope.
Escapes me.
something like Penelope.
It escapes me.
It escapes me. Her name, her name, was something like Penelope.
Penelope
was something like
It escapes me.
It escapes me.
Her name,
her name
was something like
Penelope.
Penelope.
I am spent. All this great fat, all this great weight to drag around. Posterity in the front, posterity on the right and left, like blinders on each side, the great posterity behind. Evolution. Revolve, revolve. And somebody say her name again.
She escapes me.
In name.
Weapon.
Somebody
she
like
was somebody
Penelope.
Like a Penelope.
She escapes me.
She escapes me.
In name.
She escapes me.
She was somebody like
in name.
In name.
She was
somebody like.
She escapes.
She escapes.
She escapes.
In name. In name.
She was somebody like a
somebody
Penelope.
Penelope. She escapes me.
She escapes me.
In name.
In name.
She escapes me.
She escapes me.
And the train always coming and always being rescued and some Mountie always saving her. What? Well, you know. Well, no. I know. Not. No, not often. My charms had all webbed shut, and well, I figured it was bound to happen, what with all my thinking about the what was. The past. What's dead and gone and over and done with. At first, I thought I was giving birth to something. That was the first thought I had. Breech birth. And thwarted. Comes out all tail first and the head never did appear. Hello? Are you there? Have you betrayed me? And then, yes, its head was mine. Reversion happens more often than one thinks, the doctor said. But I was so ashamed. Revolve, revolve, and somebody say her name again. The webbing. Nell's mother was married to Nell's father, and I've seen pictures. The bride had a train. Must have been over 40 feet long. That wedding dress was ambitious. What with that 40-foot train? Thought she could buy a bit of fabric and rise above her station. He was ambitious, too. Wasn't just her fault. In their wedding photograph, they are very happy. Little did they know they would soon give birth to a throwback. That's what we all called her. Little Nelly. A throwback. It was very sad. All girls grow up and grow tails. All girls grow up and grow grotesque.
You just heard Locomotive by Susan Laurie Parks, broadcast by New American Radio.
We've got time for one more track today from Edward Ruchalski's Radio Inventions album that was out in 2022. From Syracuse, New York, radio artist Edward Ruchalski released the 2022 album Radio Inventions, using various shortwave radio stations as source material, and also tuning in two of Wavefarm's web streams, Quintron's Weather Warlock, and the test site of Acoustic Commons, a microphone out in the woods at Wavefarm. From the album Radio Inventions from Edward Ruchalski, here is Radio Shimmer.
Thank you.
8609. That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.